Howdy, and welcome to yet another episode of This Week in Texas. As always, I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. On this week's episode, we'll discuss Governor Abbott's call for a special legislative session, the ongoing race for chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, and the ongoing narrative Republican lawmakers are trying to build as they go home to their districts, and why some of that might be disingenuous. Buckle up for your preview of the week ahead in Texas politics. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced last week that the first special session will begin next week on Thursday, July 8th. It's important to understand that only the governor has the authority to call a special session, and a special session itself can last up to 30 days to accomplish the items that he alone determines get set on that agenda. In his announcement, he stopped short of specifically prescribing what would in fact be on that agenda and indicated that information would be forthcoming. Abbott has hinted in the last few weeks as to some of the items that would likely be considered, like that of his emergency legislative items that died in the waning days of the 87th regular legislative session, such as election integrity and bail reform. He had also indicated that things like free speech protections on social media and improvements to the ban on critical race theory would be other subjects potentially added to the agenda. I would not be surprised if something related to border security was also added onto the agenda given Abbott's political positioning on the issue over the course of the last few weeks as well. I'd expect that a restoration of funding for Article 10 of the already passed and signed budget for the next biennium would also be considered or held hostage by Abbott as he attempts to get some of his other legislative priorities through the process again. You may recall that he followed through on a threat after his priorities died by line-item vetoing Article 10 of the budget last week. Expect that more details will be forthcoming this week. After the announcement a few weeks back that the current Republican Party of Texas chairman, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, would step down as chairman on July 11th, several folks have jumped in as candidates for the position. These candidates include former state representative and attorney Matt Rinaldi, David Covey, who is the current state Republican Executive Committee member and current president of the Republican County Chairman's Association, as well as current chairman of the Orange County Republican Party. It also includes political consultant and lobbyist Chad Wilbanks, and new candidate Bill Birch from Grand Prairie, who is the chairman of a small organization called the Grassroots Institute of Texas. As a reminder, this race will be decided by the overall state Republican Executive Committee in a special called meeting next week on July 11th, and not by delegates to the Republican Party of Texas Convention, since the chairman stepped down in the midst of his term. A building narrative over the last few weeks between Republican House lawmakers has been both just how conservative of a legislative session there was when compared to previous legislative sessions, and that it's the fault of Democrats that other priorities like election integrity did not get across the legislative finish line. It's important to not be curmudgeons here. No doubt there were some conservative victories during the regular legislative session. Constitutional carry and the Texas Heartbeat Act certainly come to mind. But it's also important to recognize that the bar is extremely low. Republicans have had control of the state legislature for the better part of two decades. The fact is, Republican leadership could have prioritized things like election integrity and not caused it to be considered on the last day of the legislative session. Let me run through the numbers. The legislative session itself is 140 days long. This session, that meant it took place between January 12th and May 31st. In total, the House of Representatives convened as a body for just 77 days of the total 140. The Senate only convened for 61 of those days. The first 60 days preclude them from considering any bills as an overall legislative body, with the exception of items deemed emergency legislative priorities by the governor. Governor Abbott gave his State of the State address on February 1st, or day 20 of the legislative session. None of his items were considered within the first 60 days. In fact, the Senate convened only 9 times during the first 60 days. The House of Representatives, by comparison, convened 21 times. Committee meetings were delayed as well. The Senate assigned committees on January 15th, or day 4 of the legislative session. But most committees did not start meeting until March 8th, or day 56 of the legislative session. the House of Representatives assigned committees on February 4th, or day 24 of the legislative session, 3 days after Abbott's State of the State address. Most House committees did not start meeting until March 1st, or day 49, and that was one total month away from Abbott's State of the State address. By not considering any of Abbott's emergency items after he announced them, the legislature all but made certain that they would have to consume time after the first 60 days in the midst of several of other bills now also moving through the legislative process. Even then, the legislative priorities of Republican leadership were also unclear. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick announced his 31 legislative priorities on February 23rd, or day 43 of the legislative session. This was 22 days after Abbott had announced his emergency priorities, of which some were also priorities included in Dan Patrick's list. Even more odd was the lack of clarity around House Speaker Dade Phelan's priorities. He did not have his first press conference until March 8th, day 56 of the legislative session, where he announced legislative priorities related to the wake of the severe winter storm in February. He announced a slate of healthcare priorities on April 6th, or day 85, and criminal justice reform priorities on April 21st, or day 100, a mere 40 days before the end of the legislative session. All that is to say, blaming Democrats for legislative priorities not getting across the finish line is either intentionally disingenuous or politically naive, or perhaps both. They had time. They chose not to use it efficiently. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Join us again next Monday for another update. In the meantime, make sure to check out our in-depth summaries on specific legislative issues on our website, texasscorecard.com, where we've already got a growing list of what we call autopsy reports in the hopes of providing detailed summaries of key legislative priorities of the overall 87th legislative session. As always, if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter or Facebook by searching for the handle @OpinionatedK. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.